This week we read the last two parshiot of the book of Vayikra, Baharan B'chukotai. Perhaps it seems for some as if the book has a surprise ending. We started with God speaking softly to Moshe as Moshe enters into the newly completed Mishkan. And as we started, so many laws in the book were about the Mishkan, were about holiness, were about Kohanim. And soon the laws became a little bit broader. Laws about keeping kosher, and laws about proximity, and who could enter into the Mishkan and who couldn't. Then the laws changed and became much, much broader. Relationships. What are considered to be proper and improper sexual relationships. And then moved into all kinds of interpersonal laws. And not going through every single element, we finally got to the holidays. And when the holidays were introduced, there was a focus on the agricultural aspects of the holidays. And then we moved towards Parshat Bahar and B'chukotai. And those probably are two sides of the same coin. And now we realize that the holy is not just the Mishkan, is not just the camp, but rather the holy is the land of Israel, and the people who are expected to be holy are the Jewish people. The laws which are introduced in Bahar are the sabbatical laws, the laws of the sabbatical year, which means the land doesn't really belong to us. God allows us to use the land, but there are rules. There are rules of engagement. We have to remember the land is not really ours. We have to remember that there are times we have to open up our fields. We have to let the poor, we have to let others eat. We need to create a society which is going to be one which is again based on hard work of individuals, but we never forget the have-nots. And as we move to Parshat B'chukotai, we're told if we didn't succeed in taking all those laws introduced in the book of Vayikra, and for that matter in Shemot as well, and creating an elevated society, then our stay in this land will be short. There are rules. The land has to become a holy land. We need to keep the rules. We need to serve God and create a place where, of course, the Sabbath itself, the Shabbat, is honored. The day is sanctified. But the entire land must be sanctified. The entire week and year and seven-year cycle and 50-year cycle have to be sanctified. We need to create a society of social justice. It needs to be a society that combines together the hard work with this wonderful senior partner who's God, who helps the farmer all along the way, and the farmer for his part helps those who are in need as well. Which means, just like we keep the Sabbath on a weekly level, the sabbatical year reminds us of all of these other responsibilities. The end of the book should not be a surprise. The land of Israel is holy. The Jewish people are holy. The Torah is holy. God expects us to put all of these elements together, and the society which will emerge will be an elevated, caring, kind, holy society. Chazak, chazak, v'nitchazek.